going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
RIP Traxamillion, by the way. Yeah. God, it was 19 years ago. Sideshow.
Joe, there are certain losses.
Remix is sick too by Mr. Fab.
There are certain losses in your life that stick with you forever, okay? And that game that they lost last night for the Knicks will stick with them and that fan base and some of those players forever. Even if they come out and win the series, which, I mean, I don't even, just, it's a game one, but.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Those losses stick with you forever.
Thank you, Sandlot.
My dad told a story going back many, many, many years, okay? And I've heard this story so many times, I feel like I was there. We all have family stories like that.
Absolutely. By the way, we're talking about the Knicks blowing a 9-point final minute lead in regulation against the Indiana Pacers in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. And it's going to overtime, and they lost that one. And Tyrese Haliburton with an incredible shot that bounced all the way up to the heavens above, and it went in, tied the game, and he was doing the Reggie Miller choke job symbol to the rest of Madison Square Garden. And Spike Lee, I'm sure, was there somewhere, and they kept panning to him. So continue.
Why do you think, and you're a lot younger, and so maybe you don't, I obsess about the history of the Niners, right?
That's fine.
A lot of people don't know the backstory on the catch. You know, like, if I say to you, why was the catch such a powerful moment? Dwight Clark, Joe Montana versus the Cowboys.
Changing of the guard. Now we see that in hindsight. But at the time, it was just the biggest win for that franchise up to that point.
Okay. If you dig a little deeper, in the 70s, the Cowboys and Niners face each other over and over and over again in the playoffs. And if I say the name Preston Riley to a bunch of old school Niner fans, okay, they're going to know exactly what I'm saying. And Preston Riley was the guy who couldn't recover the onside kick in the 72 playoff game after losing the first ever NFC Championship game, which was the final game ever at Kezar. They lost again the following year, and then they played again in the third year in the divisional round, okay? Niners, Cowboys. They kept facing each other over and over. Don Morton and Roger Staubach used to get flipped out for each other all the time by Tom Landry. The Niners had a 18-point lead in this game. My dad and John Bologna, his lifelong friend, best friend, family friend, they went to the game as high schoolers. They left the game early in the fourth quarter to catch the bus home.
That's such a Bob Spadoni move.
They left the game early to catch the bus home. Listen to the game on the radio, in the bus, on the Muni, on the way back home. The Niners blew an 18-point lead where Staubach comes back into the game, okay, replaces Morton, and throws a touchdown pass. They do an onside kick late in the game that Preston Riley fails to recover. The Cowboys end up scoring again. And then John Brody throws a deep pass that gets negated by a hold call, and on the very next play, throws an interception to lose the game. And my dad and John Bologna have told that story to me hundreds of times. So much so that I had never seen the YouTube film until about 10 years ago, and it was as if I was there myself. I have now watched that game back 1,000 times, and how the Niners lost that game is beyond me. So when the Niners finally beat the Cowboys in 1981, it wasn't just the changing of the guard. For people my dad's age, it was, oh my God, we have finally overcome the demon of blowing an 18-point lead to the Cowboys and losing three consecutive years in a row in the playoffs to the Cowboys. And you lost in one of the most horrific ways of all time. I mean, prior to some of the other, you know, crazy things that have happened at the end of games in the NFL, prior to the catch, one of the seminal moments late in the game was the recovered onside kick with Preston Riley fumbling the ball. It's one of the great late game gaffes, kind of like how the Knicks are going to be remembered for gaffing it away. And so when these things happen to you, like what happened to the Knicks last night, it doesn't just carry on to you. I wasn't even alive 10 years before I was even born. And I know the story like I was there with my dad. And he said to me for years growing up, we will never leave a game early. Because the one time I left a game early, the Niners blew the divisional round playoff game against the Dallas Cowboys when me and John Bologna decided to catch the Muni bus home a little early because we thought they had it in the bag.
The worst thing you could ever say, by the way. They have it in the bag. Although you guys were all scared of me during, I think, a Warriors playoff game.
I almost killed you.
You almost killed me. And you guys thought, oh, you're
game one against the Timberwolves.
You're jinxing it. They're going to come back. No, they're not. They won the game.
And exactly somewhere, somewhere in New York, there's like a Knicks fan version of Joe Spadoni that said that exact same thing last night. And that's what happened.
No, because he was wrong and I was right. So there you go.
So that, well, it just shows how dangerous statements like that are.
Now I'm going to give you, you my own particular, you know, one that sticks with me for the rest of my life.
Talking soul-crushing losses in our lifetime. We would love to hear from you, 888-957-9570.
I've talked about this game a lot. Look, losing Game 7 to LeBron James and Kyrie Irving, being tied
on
2 minutes ago.
On Father's Day.
It's one of the worst losses. I'll never get over it. No. I don't care what happened with KD after. Just that game, I will never get over that game. Anderson Varejao, just the worst 2 minutes of his life in Game 7. It was just Festus fouling LeBron. It was awful.
It went from the greatest season ever to the worst season ever in a span of just a week.
And it's one of his famous highlights.
That is going to be his it's his crowning achievement. I know.
But I think for a lot of people my age, if I just say Game 6, it's either Clay or it's Scott Spezio that comes to mind. And one of the worst losses
the soul
of all
patch,
time.
Scott Spezio?
Scott Spezio hitting a home run off of Felix Rodriguez when the Giants were winning and Dusty Baker flipped the ball to Russ Ortiz. I'll never forget leaving the butcher shop. This is when I actually was one. And I hopped, this is before like the internet was in your hand as in the phone. I left Tower Market. The Giants were winning. I was on my way to Matt Murphy's house. He was plasticking his room so we could celebrate with champagne.
Oh, like you guys were in like the locker room. You guys were doing that.
You think I'm joking?
No, I'm not. Let's see your face.
I'm dead serious. I was on Muni. I got off Muni and looked inside of a bar because I was too young to be in a bar and saw what happened. Here is the play.
You got a Kata?
It's okay. I thought he had. He gave me the look and everything.
It's okay. It's all right. He'll let us know. He's playing it off the computer right now. There's levels to it.
If you say Darren Erstad, if you say David Eckstein, Tim Salmon, Sean Figgins, Alex Ochoa, Garrett Anderson, Troy Gloss.
Hey, Spezio was underrated.
My head explodes.
Spezio, underrated player, by the way. Great utility guy. Could play everywhere. I think he was a backup for Scott Rolen in St. Louis.
I just say Scott Spezio to a diehard Giants fan, they want to vomit.
Well, there's certain names like that. For me, as we're efforting that call, it always goes back to the 2014 AL wildcard game. I mean, John Lester just refusing to throw to first base when you're a left-handed pitcher, just looking at him, just looking at Lorenzo Cain, looking at Gerard Dyson, looking at Terrence Gore. Like, who is that? Like,
was that a do or die wild card game?
It was a do or die. So it was a do or die. So I think that might have been the first one or one of the first.
What makes this a little unique? It's game one. You know, J.R. Smith doing what he did with LeBron when they called the timeout for a lot of Cleveland fans because they were livid.
That was one of the greatest, if not the greatest, performance I've ever seen in a finals game that LeBron did in that game.
He
was so good. And for all of it to come down to J.R. Smith, and the meme is so good. What the hell are you doing?
But Joe, you don't get over some of these losses in a series.
Yeah.
At the end, when it's game seven, I get game six, every single Giants fan knew on the planet, we lost that way.
Yep.
There's not a chance in hell we're winning game seven, and it all was because of this.
The count full to Spezio, 3-2. Big pitch coming up. Rodriguez sets the 3-2 pitch, is belted to right field. Back on it goes Sanders at the wall. He can't get it. Home run!
Felix Rodriguez was never the same. He actually was good at one point and was never the same. And it's one of the backbreaking moments of all time in San Francisco Giants history. I was convinced we were cursed. I was convinced we would never win. I was convinced we would never get over it.
Angels Radio Network with the call right there. That was one of the ones you look back on and say that was the moment. I look back, we were talking about it yesterday, actually. You know, David Fries getting that clutch hit, clutch double, then the home run, Albert Pujols, all of it. When the Cardinals came back to beat the Texas Rangers, who were in their second consecutive World Series, they were a strike away twice in Game 6. Neftali Feliz, the closer.
Yeah,
then
he was awesome.
That team, we forget that Rangers team was stacked.
Yes.
So Josh Hamilton was insane then. Nelson Cruz
Elvis
was a baller.
Elvis Young.
Yeah.
He was sick, dude.
Yep.
Was Michael Young on that
Michael
team?
Michael Young. Oh, so good.
He was a really good
David
player.
David Murphy. Remember that guy?
He was really
Ian Kinsler.
Yeah.
Right? That team was really good.
It's a really good team.
And they were struck really twice. And then you knew once it got to the game seven, they lost the game in excruciating fashion like that. You're not winning games.
No, it's backbreaking.
You're done.
You're backbreaking. And it's just, man, I'm telling you, man, things happen in sports that scars a fan base for the rest of their lives.
And we'll continue talking about that because that's what we do on radio. We talk about scars in our lives when it comes to sports.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.